From Quality Radio Productions, it's another edition of Jazz Progressions. I'm Jake Longwell. We'll open today's program with music of reedman Joe Farrell. He'll be featured on soprano sax on this track, but he also doubles on flute for this session, which was recorded in November of 1972 at Rudy Van Gelder's studio. The album, first released as an LP on the CTI label in 1973, is entitled Moon Germs. Joe is in a quartet with three other musicians who were, like Mr. Farrell, already seasoned veterans of the jazz fusion genre. Herbie Hancock on electric piano, Stanley Clark on bass, with whom Joe collaborated earlier in 1972 as part of the original Return to Forever with Chick Corea, Flora Purim, and Ayerto Morera, and Jack DeJohnette, rounding out the quartet on drums. This is the title cut, Moon Germs.
Thank you.
We began that set with Joe Farrell. Featured on soprano sax there, the title track from the album Moon Germs, a session from the fall of 1972 with Herbie Hancock, Stanley Clark, and Jack DeJohnette, respectively. And lastly, from 1974, music from Herbie Hancock leading his own jazz-funk, jazz-fusion band, the Headhunters. Their second LP for Columbia, entitled Thrust, the follow-up to the very successful Headhunters LP from 1973, and an almost identical lineup for the Thrust sessions. Herbie Hancock on Fender Rhodes electric piano, also clavinet and various ARP synthesizers, including the ARP Odyssey and ARP String synth. Also, Benny Maupin on reeds. He was on flute on that track. Paul Jackson on bass. Mike Clark, who replaced Harvey Mason on drums, and Bill Summers on percussion. We listened to Actual Proof. This next piece on Jazz Progressions will take up a considerable amount of time, but if you are a fan of classic jazz funk, jazz fusion, I think you'll really enjoy it. As we turn to some classic Miles Davis from his electric jazz period, we'll listen to a track from the album Big Fun. It was released on Columbia as a double LP in 1974. It has since been reissued as a double CD. And it's a compilation of previously unreleased material recorded between 1969 and 1972. The 1969 sessions were recorded a few months after the Bitches Brew sessions, with similar personnel, but these tracks have a strong Indian classical element, with sitar, tambura, and tabla utilized as part of the instrumentation. A track from 1972, entitled Ife, is included on Big Fun, and that track recorded around the same time as the sessions for the On the Corner LP, so a very similar sound there. The piece we'll be listening to was recorded on March 7th, 1970, and is an outtake from the Jack Johnson album sessions. The piece is called Go Ahead, John, and it's one of the few tracks recorded by Miles throughout his entire career to not utilize a keyboard of any kind. No piano, no electric piano or synthesizer to speak of. It's Miles Davis on trumpet, Steve Grossman on soprano sax, John McLaughlin on electric guitar with strong funk and blues elements, Dave Holland on bass, and yet again, Jack DeJohnette on the drums. Go Ahead, John. Classic sounds from Miles Davis. Thank you. Go ahead, John. All 28 minutes and 26 seconds worth of that classic recording with Miles Davis, Steve Grossman, John McLaughlin, Dave Holland, and Jack DeJohnette, respectively, recorded on March 7th of 1970. That piece was actually divided into five segments, which were later assembled by Miles' longtime producer, Teo Macero. That piece released as part of the album Big Fun, originally a double LP and subsequently released as a double CD on Columbia Records. You are listening to Jazz Progressions. I am Jake Longwell. If you want to get in touch with the program, you can do so by email. The address is qualityradioproductions@gmail.com. And please visit our website at qualityradioproductions.blogspot.com. We have time for a short set of music, and we'll turn to two sax players who in 1959 were beginning to change the shape of modern jazz, as everyone would come to know it, Ornette Coleman and John Coltrane. We'll turn first to a track from Ornette Coleman and his final album for the contemporary label, Tomorrow is the Question. Ornette on alto sax, Don Cherry on trumpet, Percy Heath on bass for this track, and Shelley Mann on drums. This is Rejoicing. Thank you. Music from John Coltrane on tenor sax from the Giant Steps release, first issued by Atlantic in 1959, with Tommy Flanagan on piano, Paul Chambers on bass, and Art Taylor on drums, and a track which, in my opinion anyway, very much hints at Coltrane's future ventures into free jazz territory. It was Countdown. Early Ornette Coleman before that, also from 1959, and his final album on Contemporary before he would sign to Atlantic, Tomorrow Is the Question, the name of the release, we heard Rejoicing. And I'm afraid that's all the time we have for this hour of the program. My name is Jake Longwell. Thank you for your company. It has indeed been a pleasure. Jazz Progressions is distributed by Quality Radio Productions.